Good morning. We're here to interview Mr. Sydney Mayor, and today is the 10th of December 2013. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning.
Could you tell us first, please, when you were born?
On the 20th of October 1925.
And where were you born?
In a town called Landau in the Palatinate in Germany. It's known as Pfalz, P-F-A-L-Z. And it's near the French border. It's about 31 kilometres from the French frontier.
So you spoke German, though?
You spoke German, yes, yes.
And what was your name at birth?
My name?
Yes.
My first name was Siegfried.
And you were always Mayor, Siegfried Mayor.
Yeah.
So can you tell us anything about your early family life? Do you remember much?
Yes, we lived in the village, the 700 inhabitants. There's still 700 to this day. And my father was a cattle dealer and we owned vineyards. It was a wine-growing area. So the whole area is vineyards. And the vineyards were owned by my grandmother, which would have gone to my father and eventually to me. And I went to school in the village until 1937.
So you must have remembered your life changing.
Oh, yes. When I grew up, we were part of the village. And after Hitler came to power, within 3 or 4 years after that, we noticed a big difference. Children didn't want to play with me anymore, and we had to leave the local school in 1937, I think it was. And we went to a school in Landau, that's 5 kilometres a town. And we were in one classroom, children from the age of 6 to 16. In one classroom with one teacher until 1938.
And did your father have to give up the business before that?
It was taken away from... Well, he had to give it up because nobody would buy anything from him.
I didn't ask you, but you were 8 by the time the Nazis came to power. You were 8 by the time the Nazis came to power. Had you been aware of any trouble before that?
No, not at the beginning, not at all. I mean, I heard my parents talk, but when you're an 8-year-old, it doesn't sink in. It was only when, I would say, about 1935, 36, I started to notice that I was no longer accepted in school with my school friends and etc. We couldn't play together anymore. They wouldn't play with me. And I was like an outcast, you know. That was it. So there were 3 Jewish boys in the village, a cousin of mine and my friend who died last year, 2 years ago, who went to America. We then just held together, the 3 of us.